everybody. We are back with another Fresh Takes podcast with Russo and Felice. I, of course, am Paul Russo, and across from me is, at the very least, one of the Felice clan, Nick Felice. Nick, how are you doing today, bud?
You know, I'm doing all right. You know, it could be better. It could be worse.
That's a big fact on your part over there today, I'd say.
You'll know why later in the podcast, but this week, man, this week's a big week of television. Game of Thrones comes to an end. The Big Bang Theory comes to an end. Survivor. Game of Zones. You got the PGA Championship. You got the Preakness. It's pointless now. You got the stupid NBA playoffs. And, of course, it started with the lottery.
Yeah.
And a special guest.
We aren't discussing pretty much any of the things Nick said TV-wise off the bat. We'll discuss, I think, probably for sure Game of Thrones, I'd say, next week. That will be, of course, Nick's segment, since I have no idea what the hell goes on in there.
Pat will be here. Maybe he knows.
But, yeah, when is Pat supposed to... Is he for sure coming on next week?
We give him a text after the show.
All right. Well...
He is scheduled.
We do have somebody in studio with us, as Nick alluded to.
Hasn't been here since the baseball preview.
Yeah, it's been a while, but... Matt is back with us in the studio. Matt, thanks for coming on. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, it's a long vacation. I was on vacation, Paul, in the Bahamas for about 4 months.
That's a lie. We know it. You know it.
But back on the Game of Thrones thing, you're going to have him talk about it? I could literally go on for the whole segment.
We can have you on.
Is he going to announce he's coming back on next week?
I was about to say, we can have him on again next
Breaking
week.
News.
I think we have him on again next week. Screw it.
I think Pat will... Let him come on.
Screw Pat. We make the decisions. Nick. Which Russo and Felice is the name card there?
It's us.
Yeah. That means we make the decisions.
I don't know. Nick kind of looks like a little of a French guy.
Oh, yeah? Oui, oui. Anyway, let's take a quick
look. Sure got awkward for a little bit there.
Yeah. Let's take a quick look at what we got going on today. We're going to get our hot reactions from the NBA Draft Lottery.
It's fresh. Just happened.
Yeah. Extremely fresh. This might be the freshest edition of the Fresh Takes podcast.
Yeah.
But and then we'll jump into the conference finals for both NBA and NHL. We will touch on NASCAR at their All-Star break, technically.
Wow.
And we will then hit our PGA Championship preview.
I'm a little curious about the NASCAR All-Star. I want to see what Paul's got to say.
Yeah, not
who
too
made the team?
Well, we're not going to discuss so much of the All-Star itself. We'll hit on, I guess, the major headlines, really, for that. Maybe
it's All-Star break headlines.
Maybe take a look at some stuff.
He does not much about the race.
Is Jeff Gordon making a comeback?
No. I'll touch on the All-Star itself, but it doesn't carry the... A lore that it used to.
So you're telling me we're not talking about Norm Duke, the 3 seed, getting eliminated in the playoffs yesterday?
Norm Duke.
Did you know the PBA playoffs were going on?
I thought they bowled on Sundays, not Mondays.
Well, they got the playoffs going on. Got beat by the 14 seed.
And quick note on that before we move on to the first topic.
Yeah.
Bowling is like an intense sporting event. Like, for...
Yeah, in the playoffs, they let you
drink, and you can heckle the opponent bowlers.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Just became bowling fans yesterday. Well, we got to add that.
Next week, it's
quarterfinal.
You want to know what we need to do? We need to go bowling sometime. It's been a while.
We were talking about that?
You know what? I say we skip this show. Let's go.
Nah. Let's do it like... Let's do it Saturday night. Cosmic.
Matt's not here.
You're going for the whole weekend.
I'm not just going to Plattsburgh for a night. That's a long drive.
He's going back to the Bahamas.
I didn't know what he was. Back to you just said he was going to Plattsburgh on Friday. I don't know.
I say we go Memorial Weekend if we're free.
All right, I'm in.
I say we go Thursday.
Like 2 days from now.
Yes. Let me go practice. I need a day to practice.
Paul can't go?
Yeah, I can't go.
Anywho.
Yeah, let's get right into the first
awkward episode.
First topic, the Pelicans. Harder, I guess, to go against all odds when you have a shot to get the... Oh, wow. the boobers are in here.
Before you get going, Paul.
Okay.
Actually, Matt knows. What did Paul tweet before the lottery?
Yes.
What did Paul tweet?
You want me to actually pull the exact tweet out and say it in the voice that I think Paul said, tweeted Please. It in when he said
yes.
it?
Yes.
Was this before the lottery?
This was during the lottery, I believe.
Which tweet?
Are
we talking the first one?
I am going to the last two that you said.
I tweet once a month.
I do like the Embiid one. That is funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, every few weeks.
Okay, so the last two. Actually, Paul did say something about the Yankees in there. Okay, so here's where
because they got Kendrys Morales. Like, why?
Oh, God. Ew.
Yeah, thank you.
Sports anarchist me really wants someone that's not the Knicks to get the first pick. And then later on, he goes, ha, NBA draft lottery, hashtag. So someone doesn't like the New York Knickerbockers in this.
Yeah, I just really wanted.
And we're both Knicks fans.
I can slightly explain. There's nothing better to me than like going on Twitter and just scrolling through and seeing like Stephen A. Smith or Rob Perez, who's the Wobe account.
He's funny.
Like, whenever they tweet something about the Knicks, it's just hilarious. All I wanted from it was like the anarchy, like entertainment purposes from it. I do feel bad for like you guys, like the actual fans in this deal.
But at the end of the day, like,
you do not feel bad.
As a friend, I think.
Like, as a Heat fan, you do not.
No, I mean, this is fine by me as a Heat fan, but as a friend of people who's, I think your guys, Pat and Andrew are Nets fans, so they haven't seen, I guess, success, so.
Where were the Nets in the lottery? Oh, wait, they did make the playoffs.
Surprise.
Yeah.
But, no, you guys have put up with a form of... dysfunction that I don't think any fan base really deserves to go through here the past specifically 5 years with everything that's kind of dwindled down.
Yeah.
5 years, let alone 50 years.
Well, if you want me
to, there are some good years in the 80s.
If you want me to go that far deep back, then yeah, I guess post 70, like 5-ish, 76-ish, sure.
We had a nice run in 99.
No, but I'm talking from like the post like Amari Stoudemire, Carmelo Anthony
duo. Well, the Knicks are finally in a direction here where they're finally rebuilding like how you should rebuild and just like not
trust the process.
Yeah, as Joel, a wise man named Joel Embiid once said,
trust the process.
Trust the process. But you know where they ended, it could have been worse. It really could have been.
Yeah.
Like, this is where we'll get into this here about this lottery system, which is it's more exciting for television, but as a standpoint for the league and teams that are trash at the bottom of the league, it is the worst system that they could have made. Like, the Knicks are the lucky team. You can make fun of the Knicks all you want. They are the one team that survived and actually stayed in the top four picks. Yeah. Everyone else freaking fell.
Yeah, the Suns fell to 6, which I didn't put up, but obviously the Cavs fell to 5. The Bulls went to 7. The Hawks ended up at 8.
Like, that's not cool.
No.
Like, I feel bad for all. And I'm a Knicks fan. I feel bad for these teams. Like, they're going to be bad. They'll be right where they are next year. Next year?
I'm being honest. I don't really feel too bad for Bulls fans.
No. But. it's sad. It's as a person that wants to see a fair sport, and we're like, it's just sad. Like, and I mean, I don't, Nick, you can say whatever you think about it.
I think it's rigged.
That's what I was just
saying. There we go. Somebody finally said it.
I know, I was waiting for it to come out.
I mean, I thought this for a long time now, ever since I've heard of this lottery. The Lakers have now moved up 7 times.
Why? Nick kind of reminded me of Popovich. Like, just then, just like, it's rigged.
They've moved up 7 times. I mean, how lucky can you get? I mean, 7 times?
Yeah,
7 times.
It was actually the first Hawks pick announced at 10 where I was like, damn, we're rolling into the anarchy, aren't we?
We're talking about a Lakers team that moved up 7 times. Lakers usually make the playoffs. So you're telling me the few times
they've been in... Not in the past 5 years they haven't.
Yeah, I know. How many times in the past five? Probably four.
I think Kyle Kuzma gives this bullcrap answer about... They asked him, what you feel about not getting the top pick? And he just strips us. Oh, the NBA hates the Lakers.
What do you want people to say at that point, though, like when you get put on the spot like that, right? Like
that the NBA hates the Lakers? That is 100% not true.
Well, no. Not so much I was getting at, but like when you get put on the spot like that.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, it's like one of those dumb questions. Like, what could have you done better?
I know. I get that. But like, he could have said something like, it sucks, man. Yeah. Or like, you know, not what he said. I don't know. I just got a problem with that.
Yeah.
But I like what Patrick Ewing said. He's like, we're going to appreciate whoever they draft at three. I mean, the Knicks, it could have been way worse. The fact that they're going to get either Barrett, Morant, or, well, Williams, it's probably not going to happen, but one of those two guys, that's a win for the Knicks. And especially if they get Durant, like all these rumors apparently are saying, it doesn't even matter.
So can I pose a hypothetical to you Knicks fans then?
Yep.
Because it's something I saw on Twitter in between locking up at work and coming here. If you're the Knicks, do you make an offer to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis that involves that number three pick?
Yes. Well, see, for me, if they can keep Mitchell Robinson, I'm okay with whatever deal they do. They can't lose him. He is. I think he's going to be so good.
Where do you draw the line, though, player-wise? Like,
they can give him Knox.
Are you willing to give up DSJ?
If they're getting Kemba, yes. They're going to get Kemba Walker or whatever. I don't think you make the trade until the draft's over with and free agencies happen. If they go to free agency and they're like, oh, we can get Kemba, then you deal DSJ, you'd give Knox, maybe one of those picks that... By the way, fun fact, because Dallas did not get in the top five, Knicks are going to keep the picks that they got in the Porzingis deal. Yep. So next year, the Knicks will have 2 first-round picks next year, which is good to know. So, yeah, they could trade one of those picks. They could trade Knox.
And Dallas is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Wait, is it Dallas's pick, though?
It's Dallas's pick.
I don't think Dallas is going to be too bad next year. I can't see them being a lottery team next year, I don't think.
It'll be close.
Really? In the West? West?
The West is tough.
They'll probably be a 7 or 8 seed. If this is obviously a, as long as they stay healthy, scenario, but I can't imagine a team that's buoyed by what you hope is not a too big of a sophomore slump out of Doncic and a healthy KP.
Yeah.
I have a really tough time seeing that team struggle too much. You know what I mean?
But the same KP, when healthy, that wins 20 games for the Knicks. So but
yeah, I give them a chance.
I mean, yeah, give them a chance. I'm just not a KP guy right now.
If I had to guess, I'd say that pick ends up from 8 to 14 in that range. That's what I think it's going to be. But that's the thing. I think a package of literally, they could even give both those first-round picks. Both of them, Barrett, Dennis Smith, and Knox, if they really want all that, will keep Mitchell Robinson. If they sign Kemba or Kyrie, they give Kawhi Leonard, or not Kawhi Leonard, Durant, and then obviously Anthony Davis you get from it. Like, that would be a loaded team right there. Like, of course you got to do that deal, I think.
Or would you say Kemba more often? Do you want Kemba over Kyrie?
See, Kemba's just a drama queen. I don't know.
Kemba? Kyrie.
Kyrie. I can't get them both K's. Too many K's in the free agent class.
I say we get Kawhi, Kevin, Kemba,
I don't know. Kyrie. I don't know if I'd really want Kemba. Kyrie is definitely a better shooter.
Yes.
I mean,
Kyrie, I think, if he's not the guy, like if they did get Durant and Kyrie Irving, like they're all saying, then Kyrie Irving, I think, will be good. I do think that. But, like, if they don't get Durant and they just get Kyrie Irving, that could lead to some problems, I think. It definitely could.
Well, but, of course it would be good if Kyrie's finally playing with a superstar that actually wants to play with him.
Yeah. Unlike LeBron?
Yeah. Just a mini LeBron shot.
I mean, I don't know. I thought that was more on Kyrie not wanting to play with LeBron. Either way.
Comment.
I was just, that's why I clarified.
I guess taking a quick little look here, too, at the rest, I guess, of really the top five. Well, we touched on the Pelicans and the Knicks, and to a degree, the Lakers. You know, the Grizzlies sneak in at 2.
And I was going to ask you, what do you think they're going with in the draft?
Yeah, so It's weird. I could see them.
Please go Barrett.
Well, on paper, yeah. I think the smart move. Smart move would be Barrett. However, now you get put in a position with who is it? Jaren Jackson.
Oh yeah. If you're talking about Memphis.
Yeah, you get put in kind of a position issue there potentially.
Well, they were saying if they go my boy Ja, he would be like their second guard and then groom him into the guy.
Yeah, that was my thing. You take Ja, you're kind of putting Mike Conley a little bit out on the island, mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah.
But
if Ja's really this good.
It's going to come down to, for Memphis for sure, Ja or RJ. I don't think they go anyone else. They could. No, I don't see them doing it, but I'm assuming they're going to explore, maybe looking to see what trading down could lead to for them.
I would hope the Knicks draft Barrett.
Yeah.
Like, if they go Cam Reg or some bullshit like that,
You want to know who I see taking Cam, in all honesty, might be the Cavs at 5.
Yeah.
It kind of fits a little bit potentially what they need. Obviously, they took Sexton last year, and he finished out quietly strong for a rookie. Mm-hmm. Nothing that made you jump out on paper, but it was a solid improvement as the year went on for him. Mm-hmm. With Cam, you get an added stretch value, in my opinion. However, they do have a bit of a little bit of an issue still with, you have Larry Nance still there. And I don't think he'll go anywhere. And then you look a little bit further down the line, you still have Kevin Love, and Kevin Love wants to stay there, at least on the moment. He's obviously not superstar, but he's a sneaky good player in that system, is Chetty Osman.
Yeah.
So, that you may have some issues there position-wise, but I think Cam kind of fits the Cavs' mold for what they're going for right now pretty well. So I think that's where he might slot into.
Yep.
And then the Lakers, I don't know what the Lakers might do.
They've been saying Garland early on.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, but
I'm not sure. I don't know what they'll go for.
I just can't.
Then the Lakers too, I could see maybe trading down a little bit. If they can get something like packaged up kind of nicely. I feel like the player a lot of people are targeting is Langford from Indiana, mm-hmm. and potentially Bol Bol as well. And they're both ranked 12 and 13, which is where the Hornets and Heat are at. So I'm guessing the Hornets, the Heat, maybe the Timberwolves, maybe the Celtics at 14, they might be getting some calls from these guys, kind of seeing what, kind of perks their interest. Though we don't really see it too much on the NBA side about trading down. And trading up as much, I guess, as we do on the NFL side. But I think it's something all these teams are really taking into consideration, because this draft class, overall, there's not as big of an international pool as there was last year. There's a guy from France.
Who apparently is supposed to be pretty good.
But, yeah, but the hype from the international side this year isn't as big as it was last year. Obviously it was headlined last year by Doncic, but there was still another pool of guys behind him that you knew name-wise. This year, I can't tell you who that French guy's name is. I saw him for the first time the other day.
Also, to be fair, it's pretty hard to pronounce.
Yeah, but it will be interesting, I think, to see, and we can touch on that more as the draft gets closer. Any closing thoughts, draft-wise here with the lotto?
Just glad it wasn't the Lakers, but still upset.
I can't believe we're talking about the Lakers in the top four. That is so stupid.
That's the NBA.
And nope, but the NBA hates the Lakers. Apparently, Kuzma. They hate them. You got the fourth pick and you're complaining. Like, oh my, I just, moving on. I just can't stand it.
Yeah, moving on. We will
more NBA talk.
Yeah, more NBA talk. Obviously, the playoffs.
There's a game tonight?
Yeah, there is a game going on right now, actually. Portland and Golden State tipped off about an hour or so ago. Hour or so ago now.
Say that five times.
At halftime, the Warriors are up 54-45 on the Blazers.
Shocker.
That series honestly kind of intrigues me a little bit because of the two guards in each for each team, obviously, Steph and Clay versus Damian and CJ. Mm-hmm. It's going to sound weird. One set's a better shooting squad. The other, maybe, you know, a bit better, not to say overall game, but, you know, offensively, you know, they can drive easily, more easy because of their size and everything like that, even though they're still phenomenal shooters. And then, obviously, again, the other stuff, too, in that series, Durant's for sure out. Probably, obviously, today, I'd say probably for sure game two.
Which is like 2 days from now.
Yeah.
So I don't see that.
And then, you know, out east, this is probably the matchup that I'd say everyone wanted because you get really the two guys that probably are the closest similar to each other that we have right now in Giannis Antetokounmpo and Kawhi Leonard. Both are freakishly like long and lengthy. Both have really great overall games. You know, that series to me has game seven written all over it. Milwaukee, a lot of people are betting on Milwaukee now for the title. So a lot of cool stuff in the East. Out West, you know, I'd forgot to say it right off the bat, there's a little bit of like a low burn rivalry, if you will, between Portland and Golden State. CJ McCollum has a podcast. He had Durant on at the start of the year, and Durant pretty much brushed off Portland as like a second thought type deal. Mm-hmm. So certainly stuff not forgotten there. And this is not the first time they've met in the conference finals recently. They met, I think it was 4 years ago now in the conference finals. So certainly something to keep an eye on there, I'd say. I know you guys obviously not paying, I guess, as much attention to it. But when I've been over recently, it has been on the TV. So, you know, what are the things that you guys, I guess, are looking forward to really in these series?
Well, first off, Paul.
Yeah.
How do you go through that whole intro and not mention Curry versus Curry?
Well.
Because it's irrelevant.
It's a little, yeah, I was about to say, it's not.
That's an ESPN comic. Who are you? Who are you over there? Jim Billis?
Two best shooters in the
Jim
world.
Jim Billis?
I don't know. They're all dumb.
But, yeah, no one cares about that. It's good to see the East. First off, I'll just say the East. It's very good to see the East is back. You know, it was a good 15 years there. We had to listen to LeBum. But the East is back, and it's good to see teams that have never, ever been up there in there. I mean, yeah, Toronto was in it, but they had to face LeBron, so that was stupid. And but Milwaukee, they have not been there since Ray Allen was a little baby. And so it's good to see that. A lot of people bet on Milwaukee. I'll bet on Toronto just because Kawhi Leonard knows how to win. And, yeah, to see Toronto in the first ever NBA Finals. Will they win? No. But I did not know the Blazers were in the Western Conference Finals, so that's actually good experience for them.
It's like their NBA Finals.
Yeah, you know, they made it. They made it. The stat to know is definitely the Warriors under Steve Kerr are 17-1 in game ones. And so I'm betting them to win tonight.
Fun fact, who's the one loss?
Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant's team. Or they were up 3-1, but blew it.
And then he goes to him.
But
that's
it. Yeah. And then I think the Warriors got a really good chance to win. They got the players. They've been building for this. They've never been here since last year. And I know I like them in five. I do. Without Durant, this team was 73 wins without Durant and Cousins. And, yep. But it's going to be fun to see the East back.
Yeah, well, we saw this coming with the East. I mean, when LeBron went to the West, which I thought was, for his basketball reasons, a dumbass move to go to the West. There's too many good teams in the West. But, like, when he did that, though, it made the East such a better league now, especially if the Knicks do add some people, that's like another team. Then you've got, I would say maybe the Bulls or somebody got Williamson, but nope, the lottery is the dumbest thing in the world. So that didn't happen. So, but the East is definitely going to have some teams. You got the Nets on the rise. You've got the Charlotte Hornets are always interesting towards the bottom there. Miami Heat. I know Paul over there wants a shout out for his Heat. They're going to get somebody.
Yeah, let's go Heat.
They're going to get Bol Bol, and he's going to run the league one day.
We already have enough of issue down low in the post.
You want a Bol Bol.
I want a Bol Bol Vice Knights jersey if that happens, baby.
I want Dwayne Wade back.
I do.
But Milwaukee is really – they're really a good team, Milwaukee. They're deep. They've got –
never know.
They've got – their bench is really like a bunch of good veterans on that bench.
Yeah.
And Greek Freak is good. He's, he's probably arguably maybe – you could argue
top
maybe
five all time?
I mean, I was closer to being right than you guys were. That's all I'm saying.
That's fair. But he's definitely top – definitely top five in the NBA. I don't know. You can argue even if the best if you want, but
if he gets MVP this year,
yep. So I personally think they're gonna. Go to the finals. I've been saying this since I knew Milwaukee was like the best record through like the first 2 months of the season. I said Milwaukee is gonna play Golden State in the finals, and because it's the Greek Freak's first time there, he's gonna lose in like five or something games, something like that. They're going to get beat. But they're going to play tough. Yeah. They're just going to lose a few heartbreakers. But that doesn't mean the Greek Freak won't be back next year. It's just his first year there. You know, he's going to have to go through the bumps. Mm. It happens to the best top players.
He won't be back there next year. Kevin Durant and the Knicks will be there next year.
Now that would be a dream to see them play Golden State in the
finals. That's a pipe dream if I've ever heard
with one. Frank Ntilikina winning finals MVP.
Yeah, now you're just...
If Iguodala could do it, so could Frank.
That is true.
Okay.
He's going to have a hell of a series. He's going to stuff the shit out of Curry like three times.
The whole series?
First quarter of the series. Set the tone.
Whoa. So, yeah, I kind of like how Matt gives some predictions right there. So, I guess.
So did I. Yeah. So did I. He did say Toronto.
My bad.
And he did say Golden State.
No, I was talking about the Knicks.
Oh.
Next year, but, you know.
You said Toronto versus Golden State.
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah, that's right. I did. I got wrapped up with the whole Knicks talk. But, yeah, Toronto will lose to Golden State.
All right. I'm a little sick for the conference finals here, prediction-wise. I'm not going to go too far down the road yet. That's kind of biting me in the biting me in the ass a little bit on the NHL side. But I'm going to go Bucks in seven. I alluded to that. I think there's a strong possibility out west could go seven, but I don't. Hold on, I don't see it. I'm gonna go Golden State in six out west.
I can see. You know,
only because they're gonna have to go to Portland, obviously at least twice.
And they Portland's tough at home.
Pistons still playing?
No, they are not. I can confirm that the Pistons are not playing right now.
They showed up.
A not so wise friend of ours predicted the Pistons were going to beat Milwaukee, but they lost by combined like 100 something points that year.
Swept. So speaking of sweeps, let's change the floor surface on the arenas.
I just want to say before you get there,
okay.
I did say Carolina was not going to show up in this series against Boston.
You're so far right that So let's jump right into that then. Simply put, the Bruins are owning the Canes right now.
The Bruins are winning.
The Bruins are up right now, even in game three at the moment.
What's going on right now?
Yep, they're up 2-1, I believe, that game.
Who, Boston's up to?
Yeah, Boston's up 2-1.
Second period, I just looked.
Yeah, second period. No, they're in the third period. Third period, 9 minutes left to go in the third.
Now, did the Islanders swept Pittsburgh?
The Islanders... they swept.
So they swept Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And Carolina sweeps them.
Yep.
And now Boston can sweep them. That's nuts.
Yeah.
And that's not even nearly what else happened in the NHL playoffs.
Yeah.
San Jose's 1-1 now.
Yep. That series is 1-1. That series has all the makings of Game 7 happening.
Yes, 100%.
I
like San Jose, though.
All things considered, despite what the scores say, in my opinion, from each game, pretty even plays in each game. Really where the difference was made was in the third period. San Jose, game one, certainly looked like that team that I guess you expect them to be this time of year, the way they have that team set up. And then, you know, in game two last night, St. Louis, again, pulled away. They were able to outlast. But, yeah, out west, that's game seven written all over it, really. That series is heading back to St. Louis tomorrow for game three. That will be a fun series to keep tabs on. Both those offenses are firing on all cylinders. The defenses in both those teams playing extremely well. And then goalkeeping wise, you know, they're playing on their heads, both goalies. So, you know, that's going to be a toss up, really, to see who gets to play what it looks like at the moment to be Boston for the Stanley Cup final and for the cup. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun. I mean, game seven hockey is typically the most intriguing sports events ever.
Playoffs are just
so, again, not too sure hockey wise how much you guys have been, you know,
I've been paying attention. I love the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the biggest hockey. If the Rangers get this Kappa Kaka guy, I'm getting right back into
Kappa
hockey.
Kappa.
He's got the coolest name I've ever heard in my entire sports life. Kappa Kaka. Or Kaka Kappa. I don't know. It's one of those. I got it backwards, maybe. But I'm going to fall. I've been big on the Rangers, but they traded like everyone away, so it's kind of tough. There's so many new faces to get back into it. But if this is a good fresh start, they can get this guy. So we'll see. But I love the playoffs. They're just great series. Just if you have not been following it, and you see this bracket, like, you think March Madness is insane. This bracket is absolutely crazy.
So it literally is a topsy-turvy bracket this year.
Yeah, because hockey just comes down to who has the best goalie. And
but the NBA had Portland over Denver.
Yeah, but it was a chalk.
But the NBA had Portland over Denver.
Go Denver.
And
they never missed a game.
I
got a weird feeling that Carolina's going to pull it out tonight.
Hey, I mean, that team, the bunch of jerks that they are, you can't fully cut them out, obviously.
No, they're still 9 minutes.
That's something that we have learned, obviously, throughout this playoff.
It's the craziest thing about hockey. It's like scoring can happen like any second.
Yeah.
Like, it's that crazy. Like, see, soccer is just. Soccer's just soccer, and that's just like, you know, they're at the other side of the corner, hear the cowbell.
Ding, ding, ding.
Let's go. You got all the people, people singing that just don't know what they're doing over there. And they just sit there and they watch the guy in the other half. You know someone's not going to score right away. But in that hockey, you could literally go full court shot from there and all of a sudden deflects off something and it's in.
Yeah.
It's just insane. It's a cool sport. It is a cool sport, and it is even cooler to watch live.
We need to get to a game next winter.
I want to go to New York City and watch the Rangers and play somebody. Maybe Tampa Bay.
Oh, yes. I can't wait for the... oh, God. Now I'm in that dark hole again. Thanks, Matt.
Anytime.
So, anyway.
He doesn't know what to say.
Yeah. Thanks
for
doing
it. I got predictions, though, if you look at
Yeah, go ahead. Give us the predictions for here, you know.
I can't hate Boston sports. Same. If they win another title, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I think Boston's going to play San Jose in the finals.
All right.
I think, yeah.
Honestly, I hate Boston sports too, but they already have two. Why not one more? Just to have all the four major sports champions crowned at the moment. And Boston has three of them, and the one that they don't have is the Boston Celtics.
I don't know if you saw that, but Terry Rozier was ripping apart the Celtics on.
Yeah, that was
Did
a
you see that?
That was a wild first take. I was watching it for a little bit this morning. Pat had it on, and
he was ripping them.
I wouldn't say he was ripping them. They kind of were.
They really, were pretty.
They wanted. They were. As I call them, T-ball questions.
Yeah.
Like, so they can get headlines. And like Terry even said off the bat, like, I know what you guys are trying to do. Mm-hmm. Like, but I mean, he already said enough. I felt like
He's not coming
post series, and they even asked him, like, would you go back? I'm like, I think you guys know, and I know that, like, that ship's kind of, you know.
He said, like, that they knew from the first week that they weren't going to be good.
No,
was wrong.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah. Sorry to get off topic, but I just had to bring that up.
Yeah. Predictions. Where were we?
Oh, I'll say series two. San Jose wins in seven, mm-hmm. and Boston wins in five.
All right.
St. Louis wins in seven. Boston wins in four. Boston wins in five over St. Louis.
Okay.
But we'll talk about it again next week, so I might change my mind.
Yeah. Outright predictions, I'm going to go St. Louis as well in seven.
Ooh. St. Louis.
Well, I'm going to ride the hot streak with them.
Except you said it first.
What?
You gave your San Jose pick first. So,
yeah. You know. So I'm going to go St. Louis. I'm going to go St. Louis. They've been playing hot. They're going to go game seven, but they also have an adorable puppy, so...
If St. Louis wins the cup, does that make them a hockey town over baseball town?
Does Myrtle still owner of the Cardinals need a coach?
No one
knows who Myrtle is, man.
Don't ask Cardinals fans that question. Out east, I'm going to go Bruins in six. I think Carolina's probably will be able to squeak out a couple games here against them.
Do you think they get six if they don't win tonight?
Yeah. Well, I guess that does hinges a little bit here.
So that's what you're looking at, too.
They win tonight, the series goes six. They lose tonight, it goes five. All right. So, I guess that's where I kind of stand on that deal.
All right.
So, that was...
Start your engines!
Wow, so this is
probably... We'll be the All-Star team.
So, there's 15 drivers locked into the All-Star race outright.
Does each owner get a driver like MLB?
No, technically not.
Okay.
You have to win to get into the All-Star race.
But so how many total racers are in the race?
15 are locked in right now.
Wait, they just run 15 of them off?
No. So you have the previous winners from last year, and former All-Star winners are automatically locked in. And then from there you have the All-Star, I forget what it's technically called. It's called this year the All-Star Open. So the other drivers can race their way in. It's a three-stage race. I think it's like 20, I think it's like 15, 15, and 10 laps. If you win one of the stages, you get locked into the All-Star race, and then they have the fan vote where fans can vote a driver into the race. So the race will have 19, the All-Star race will have 19 drivers in it.
That's cool.
That's too common. We'll just let the fans vote. They have some snubs.
Yeah, I mean,
Chase Elliott should be in. There still is snubs, Nick.
Yeah, I mean,
someone doesn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Most notably, I guess people would always get upset when like Danica would get in via the fan vote, and you'd have a guy like Ryan Blaney, who at the time wasn't winning, you know, anything in his rookie year, and he didn't get into the All-Star race because Danica got in via the fan vote, and people considered that.
Did Bubba make the All-Star?
Bubba is not locked into the All-Star race right now.
You think he gets the fan vote?
He is in the top five for voting for fan vote right now. Ooh. Your fan vote leader at the moment is, I think, someone we all like, is our Italian friend Matt DiBenedetto.
Okay.
He's
my grandpa's favorite.
I thought Logano was his favorite.
No, Mark Martin's his
favorite. Oh, Mark Martin.
But he likes DiBenedetto.
Yeah, DiBenedetto, he's Italian. His nickname is Guido. Actually, that's his middle name, too, fun fact. So.
I don't think he beats the Swedish fish. Bowling last night.
Paul is an old bowling. He'll learn. We got lots of...
So, the All-Star race, they're doing a cool aero pack. They're doing a different aero package to kind of see what they can do for later on in the year and for next year. So that's something to always keep an eye on with that. You know, it's been a... I wouldn't call it a ho-hum year, but we do have a couple bigger headlines, I guess. You have Chevy's having a bit of a resurgence as of late. Chase Elliott won at Talladega. A lot of people think they're kind of back with that. They've had some really good showings the past few weeks from going through from Dega to Dover, Kansas last week. With that in mind, Kyle Larson's kind of turned his luck around. Alex Bowman kind of doing his own thing down in the 88, kind of trying to get out of Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s shadow there from last year post-retirement. He's coming off of a string of two second-place finishes and a third place finish at Kansas last week. Really, I guess looking forward throughout the year, you know, in the summer, I guess, can Chevy keep it up? Big thing, I guess, team wise, you know, Nick mentioned it, you know, about the owners and made me think of this. Can anyone kind of bust up the Penske and Joe Gibbs stranglehold at the top? Those two teams have been pretty much the dominant ones all year. They've won, I think, all but, I think, two races all year. So something to kind of keep an eye on with that. And then I think the major thing through the summer will be silly season. I think this is going to be a really interesting year. You have Kurt Busch, who's kind of not had a resurgent season in the one car for Ganassi, but shows that that one car has just as much under the hood as that 42 other his teammate car. And Kurt still got it. Kind of written off a little bit sort of last year and with Stuart Haas, but you know, maybe not fully. A lot of other questions too surrounding, you bring it up, Bubba Wallace, what him and Richard Petty Motorsports is going to do here for next year. They're very low on funding. Bubba unfortunately doesn't really bring too much sponsorship wise. They're struggling equipment wise. So a lot of questions surrounding him. Then there's a couple other smaller stuff that I don't think people really care about, at least from a macro perspective in the sport. It will be interesting, though. We get into the summer. We're probably going to see a little bit more rumors and validity to rumors for the schedule revamp coming up in 2021. NASCAR moving their awards banquet, Matt will like this, I think, especially, from Las Vegas to Nashville. And they're trying to bring a race back to Nashville. So that's kind of like the main building block they're looking at moving forward. Be interesting, I guess, to kind of see in the summer months what happens there. They're trying to get moving forward in the right direction there. So a lot of, you know, interesting stuff, I think, micro-wise that a lot of people, I think, the casual observer won't care about as much. But we'll certainly have to revisit it, probably NASCAR again here in probably a month and a half or so once we get through Daytona again. Just kind of see what's up and all the fun stuff, I guess, that kind of comes with post-Daytona. We get
into where's the race?
Charlotte. Charlotte's always home for the All-Star race.
Well, I know Miami Speedway is home of the finale.
Yeah, after this year it won't be, but we didn't discuss it. There was a bit of a schedule revamp already for next year, actually. So
where are they going?
Phoenix will be the championship race next year.
Will it ever end at a road course?
Personally, I'd love for it to.
Watkins Glen.
Ideally, that'd be awesome. It's just that we all know November weather in central New York. So,
well, look at May weather.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, in the summer, we get to Watkins Glen beginning of August. So
they should get a dome. Cover the whole Watkins.
There was actually that's funny you mentioned that. I learned a few weeks ago that there was an idea back in the mid-2000s to build a domed raceway in Connecticut.
Yeah, that would be sick. Indoor NASCAR.
Yeah, that'd be kind of wild. I don't know how well that would be.
That'd be a big dome, though.
Perceived. Yeah, you'd have to have a lot of different ventilation and shit like that going
on. Imagine indoor NASCAR.
Yeah.
It's like indoor golf. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Pick what building do you want?
I'd be kind of down for that, I guess.
Or indoor horse racing. Or outdoor bowling. Actually, I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
Outdoor bowling is definitely a thing.
Yeah.
But Nick, you mentioned it, so I will. I think both actually, you guys mentioned it. So
why didn't you mention it, Paul?
The drivers who are automatically locked in for the All-Star race this year are Eric Almirola, Ryan Blaney, Clint Bowyer, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Jimmy Johnson, Eric Jones, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, Ryan Newman, and Martin Truex Jr. So some
good names in there.
Some good names, and obviously other guys looking to get in with them. So
go, Bubba.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed on my end.
Paul's going to click on get some votes in there.
Vote once a day. So with that in mind, we'll go to our last topic of the evening. That is the PGA Championship. First time it's in May. Heads to Bethpage State Park. They're playing at Bethpage Black in Farmingdale, New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, the PGA's in New York?
Yeah.
Like, Tiger Woods and all them are going to New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Farmingdale's down by the city, so.
Damn. I didn't know that.
So, pretty cool. Interesting storylines going into this. John Daly is going to be on a cart. Tiger Woods is not thrilled about it. Does Tiger stay hot? Does Spieth get his career triple crown? Or not triple crown.
I noticed that. Yeah. I think Paul wants somebody to win the triple crown in horse racing. Grand slam.
We're letting it happen.
Preakness is here.
You want to know what? Nick and Matt, just take it away while I just kind of hide from grammatical error.
You don't just put up the names. Yeah, but, You know, this just quietly sneaks up. You know? I thought when it was going to be in May, it was going to be more hyped up. Yeah. You know, I keep putting it in my head and think it's U.S. Open this week, but it's not. It's a PGA.
They've been advertising the crap out of the U.S. Open.
Yes.
Well, they always do. That's the big
thing. Fox does a hell of a job carrying the U.S. Open now. I love it.
Good television.
I think the TV still the same. I think TNT is going to carry the first two rounds. I actually haven't looked it up, but TNT used to carry the first two rounds. And CBS? It's either CBS or NBC carries the last two rounds. But and Brooks Koepka is the defending champ, even though he won it in August. So he's the defending champ of the next two tournaments. He's the defending champ of the PGA. And he's defending two-time champ of the U.S. Open. And he almost won the Masters. So I'm going to say Brooks Koepka is a favorite here again. Tiger Woods, he hasn't won back-to-back majors since the early 2000s. Hasn't won back-to-back tournaments since 2013 when he won Player of the Year. So you got to like his chances, even though he hasn't played since the Masters. Like Paul mentioned it, Spieth, the only one he hasn't won is the PGA.
And he needs it for his career triple crown.
he's gonna win the triple crown in golf. And obviously it's not as big. You know, I think Spieth could live his career without winning the PGA.
No, he has to win it. Come on, it's still a major.
And it's different. Phil ending his career without a U.S. Open and Rory ending his career without a Masters.
It's different, but yeah.
But he needs to win this PGA to get the career Grand Slam. And he's doing it so young. Spieth is so young.
So is the British Open going to have the three winners in it then?
You know, I don't know. So the PGA used to have the three winners.
Tell what the three are, though. The Masters, U.S. Open, British Open.
Mm-hmm. Besides the 1 year, Spieth won two of them before.
They had to put some rando in there.
Yeah, yep. So, I think it was Stenson and Spieth and some other guy. But, you know, you got to like Ricky's chances. Ricky.
You got to like Ricky's chances. Ricky hasn't won one thing.
No, he hasn't.
He's due.
Neither is John Rahm. People are going to pick him. And neither is Finau. He's just come on the scene lately.
I know I'm a little biased, but I think Dustin Johnson is going to win.
Why? He's won one tournament. And the only reason he won that tournament because he was so many strokes ahead, they could have screwed him.
Did you see him in the Masters? He was hot as hell there at the stretch. Yeah,
late, finally shows up.
What the heck was that? Where was he all tournament? The last nine holes, he goes like 6 under.
Finally shows up. I hate to say this because I love Brooks Koepka. He's my man. But I think this is finally the first major he's gonna struggle. He's due to struggle. Unless he doesn't struggle, then he's good.
What do you think of?
He's good.
How's my boy Xander gonna do? Xander.
Xander Schauffele.
It's tough.
Schauffele.
The first round is so huge. You need to make a statement on the first day.
But it's also the round that people come to die.
Come to die.
Or the round where people usually who up there don't last.
Yes, absolutely.
Saturday is the day where people come to die.
But you want to go out and shoot a good first round. And I don't know what the weather's like, Paul. Any idea what the weather would be
like? I think
like?
It's supposed to be sunny this weekend, though.
Yeah, so if you guys want to keep talking there for a week, so well, I'm going to pull up the
we
weather.
We were the ones talking.
Weather.com.
I don't think Tiger's going to win.
No.
People are so high on him right now. Like,
what about Justin Thomas?
He's due. He struggled last tournament, even though he made a nice little run there at the end, I think.
What about
PGA is so weird because I don't know if it's still on the streak, but they went for a long time. They went a long time with a new major winner winning the PGA every year.
Yeah, it was a long
time. I think it's still on it.
Well, golf.
Until, no, because Koepka won last year.
Golf in general, majors, has been someone new every time, except Koepka recently.
Yeah, and Tiger.
What?
And Tiger.
Yeah, but I'm talking like it's been different every single time. Yeah. There hasn't been too many similar people.
Spieth.
Yeah.
Spieth won a few there. But yeah, other than those two.
Other than that, yeah, it's been someone different each time.
It's been Danny Willett, Jimmy Walker, Henrik Stenson.
And now for
Dustin
your,
won one.
Justin Thomas, Dustin. Yep.
And now for Duffman. Your Paul Russo weather update.
Ooh.
Here we go.
On Thursday will be partly cloudy skies with a high of 69. Nice. Wind will be blowing out of the west northwest at 11 miles per hour.
Ooh, a little windy.
On Friday, there will be some AM showers with a high of 67. Winds will be blowing from the south at 11 miles per hour. On Saturday, some AM clouds but some PM sun. No chance of precipitation. Winds will be a nice breeze at 9 miles per hour from the west northwest. And on Sunday it will be cloudy. 64 will be your high, but again, no chance of precipitation.
I almost kind of
winds will be coming out of the east southeast at 9 miles per hour.
So the weekend will be good. I almost kind of wish it would rain on Sunday because I liked that it was on earlier in the morning for the Masters to end. That was pretty cool.
That was cool. It
felt like an open championship feel to it, but you know you can't have for that all the time.
Wake up and watch golf.
But what do you think of Phil?
Mickelson. I'm also, by the way, quick. I am not rooting for this year because I will be coming back from Plattsburgh and I want to watch that. So, I
big
am,
facts.
That's I am true. Hoping it starts at 2.
The Bruins take a 3-0 series lead.
And Paul still has them in 5.
And Paul's favorite softball player has hit a home run.
Who's my favorite softball player?
Daniel Vogelbach.
Oh, everyone's favorite slow pitch softball guy.
Slow pitch softball.
Well, anyway, about the golf. I like Phil's chances, but I'd like Phil's chances surprisingly better in the U.S. Open. So we'll see.
If you look at Q on a practical jokers when Sal starts to vape behind the TV, what are you doing? Phil Mickelson, what is that? He ain't winning nothing. He is done.
I hope Matt Kuchar doesn't win, that cheap bastard.
Phil Mickelson is not going to win a major the rest of his career. There, I said it.
Wow.
There, I said it. He is done.
Hey, big shout-out.
Did you say that about Tiger Woods as well?
He's Tiger Woods. Phil Mickelson is.
Phil Mickelson, 40-plus wins.
Phil Mickelson did have a nice jab at
5 majors, Kuchar, 3
though.
Masters.
Phil Mickelson did have a nice jab at Kuchar when they were pairing together on Saturday.
Well, Phil Mickelson's the man.
He's not a good temper.
Yeah.
So, we got, who do we got winning? Who are your predictions for this weekend?
Brooks Koepka. Well, I know I said he's going to struggle, but I'm going Brooks Koepka.
That was fast.
Never going John Rahm again.
That's it. I'm going to go with my boy Dustin Johnson is going to win his second one. All he's right. due.
And Paul's going to go for the 5th straight major, picking Ricky Fowler.
You're wrong. I'm actually going to take Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay.
Oh!
That's
he
right.
He has 100-1 odds.
It's happening. I'm picking Bryson. He tends to always kind of hang around.
No,
so
he's a good golfer.
He was there early
that's what
on
I'm gonna. That's what I'm gonna go with. You know, honestly, I'm gonna take as a nice little dark horse. I'm gonna take Zach Johnson. I think.
You picking Daly?
No.
Now wind it back. Who's your dark horse?
Oh, yeah. My dark horse.
Yep.
Henrik Stenson.
All right. It's been a while since I've heard Henrik.
Here's Stenson. My dark horse.
He's even a dark horse. Him.
Playing well. Keegan Bradley.
I was about to say, technically, can I consider Zach Johnson a dark horse? But
yeah. Yes. Yeah. He is. I mean, he won not that long ago. The Open.
Keegan Bradley.
PGA.
Let me go back to me. I picked Paul going to win the U.S. That's basically just as good of a pick as Keegan Bradley.
I did it. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate that.
Whoa. Welcome.
So, all right. Does that kind of complete our coverage then on the PGA?
Yeah.
All right. So I think that kind of takes us away then for the show. So big thanks to Matt for coming on.
Might be back next week.
Might be. He will be back next week.
I got to talk some Game of Thrones. Go.
Some Game of Thrones.
See how this series ends this Sunday at 9.
Yes.
For me, probably like 9:05. Because I like to, you know, still know what everybody watches.
Nick, we go to you. Who are you shouting out this week?
It's just another shout out. So I just started a new job at ITT Corporation. Gould's Pumps down the street.
Yep. No.
And I just want to shout out my new supervisor, Michelle Baker. I don't know where she's from. I think she's from Weedsport, Port Byron, Auburn area. So wherever you are, Michelle, shout out.
All right. And that will conclude the podcast then for this week. If you haven't already, I recommend that you like, share, subscribe, kind of all the fun stuff that allows you to get our content plus everyone else's content. So with that in mind, we'll catch you here next week on the Fresh Takes Podcast.